Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, we listen to you.
Who?
The listeners.
But aren't the listeners, by definition, listening to us?
I mean, we're listening to them for this episode.
But how? These are microphones, not speakers, Jim. How do we listen to the listeners? And again, I point out that the listeners are the ones who listen. It's right there in the name.
Oh, man. Never mind. Just listen to this. We're here in the basement, and we're going to record something now, right, Patrick?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. And what I thought maybe we could talk about for this episode was go back to the favorite songs slash albums of 2016.
Okay.
Because even though, you know, we did our stuff back in January and had a bunch of guests on and they talked about their favorites, we got some good listener feedback on some of their favorites, so why not give them a shout out, right?
Sounds perfect.
And
yeah,
this is the start of Listener Appreciation Week.
Yes, Listener Appreciation Week. And we have wonderful listeners.
We love our listeners. And I love my label.
Yes.
I'm Jim Lenihan.
I am Patrick Foster.
You are listening to Rock in the Suburbs, and you are one of the great listeners we have. And
you, listener.
And Patrick brought over a honey beer.
Yeah, it's
hop, is different for
Hop
me.
Slam. Yeah, it's made by Bell's, and it's made with a little honey, and it's crisp, but very hoppy, right? And it packs a little wallop.
Well, I'm glad I'm home
for
this recording. Yeah, it's one of those beers that, like, at first, it kind of catches you off guard. Like, you can't quite process it, but after you have a few sips,
it gets pretty smooth.
Yeah, you enjoy it. Okay. So what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, favorite songs of 2016.
That's right.
Let's start with a call here from a friend of ours.
On the suburban party line.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Patrick. Jesse Jackson from Dallas, Texas. Really enjoying this best of series of episodes you got going. I like the two choices you guys had for Tuesday. I just want to throw one of mine in, and this won't be a shock. Gary Talent, bassist for the E Street Band, put out an album called Break Time, which was very good. In fact, really talked a lot about his musical roots and what he loved. A little bit of a Cajun flavor to a couple of the songs, so I liked it a lot. A little disappointed in Chapter and Verse, the companion CD that came out with Bruce's autobiography. There's a reason why the unreleased songs from Steel Meal and the Castiles were unreleased, buddy. Anyway, thanks again. Talk to you soon.
Okay, Patrick. So, Gary Talent.
I'm so shocked that Jesse chose somebody who's in the E Street Band.
We should mention that Jesse hosts a podcast called Set Lusting Bruce, which is all about Springsteen.
Very entertaining podcast. He gets all kinds of different guests. You and I have both been privileged enough to be asked to appear on it.
He wants to have us on again.
Oh, fantastic.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
What's great about his podcast is that it's not just like people breaking down the music. It's people telling personal stories related to the music, which
I love
is
that.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what we strive to do here.
Yep.
Of course, Jesse picked this Gary Talent album. Okay, and let's hear one of the songs off of that. It's called Today's the Day.
Today's the day and I feel so fine. I'm gonna make that little girl mine. Don't need the rest, cause she's the best. Today's the day. Today's the day for the history of my book. You know, she had me with just one look, and that was all. I took the fall. Today's the day. Already went and bought a ring. Talked to her daddy, but there's just one thing. When I get down on one knee, just hope she'll say she'll marry.
Okay, so that was kind of cool with the, like, that 50s style kind of backing vocals and that stuff, right?
Yeah, a little barbershop quartet feel almost to it, right? It was pretty neat. I had no idea Gary put out an album, so that's...
I believe it's his first solo album.
Wow, that's incredible.
I think
after all this time.
You didn't hear it so much in that song, but there is a lot of sort of like Cajun influence.
Oh,
it's very rootsy. It has,
different.
You know, some accordion a lot of times and like washboard kind of stuff and things like that.
Yeah, yeah, very interesting.
So it feels kind of front porch.
That's very cool.
Kind of music.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's fun.
Nice.
All right. So thank you, Jesse, for that recommendation.
Absolutely. What a good man.
Okay, so let's take a little break here. And
break
then
time.
We're going to come back with some more listener picks. Hey, Patrick, one of the things I really need in life is validation.
Sure. I can relate to that, Jim.
So please, if you like Rockin' the Suburbs, you listen on iTunes, please, you know, give us a rating and a review. It's really easy to do. You've done that, I think, before, right?
I've done it pretty easy. You log in, you rate, you subscribe, and you review.
Right. So those ratings that people give, they're like up to 5 stars.
5 stars.
There might be an option for our show to go
higher
than that.
5 stars.
And then
5 stars.
A review, you could actually like write a little thing about how much you like the show.
5 stars.
And what that does is it sort of like elevates the profile of the show, and then other people
5 stars.
Discover it. And
5 stars.
That's good for the show and keeps us going.
5 stars.
Right?
So 5 stars.
What should people do?
5 stars.
And how do they do that?
iTunes. Rate. Review. 5 stars.
Yeah. Please do that. Rockin' the Suburbs.
5 stars.
Okay. We're back in the basement. And so, Patrick, some other listener feedback we got.
Okay.
One guy, one of our listeners, William Cochran.
William Cochran.
From Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
He did like a tweet storm. It was like a
I love tweet storms.
Trump style
storm. I've heard about those.
And he gave us actually 3 favorite songs of 2016. Those 3 are Normal American Kids by Wilco.
High at the time, tied to the grid, always afraid of those normal American kids.
Okay.
Have you heard the new Wilco Schmilko?
I have not. Wilco Schmilko. That's on my like to read, to listen pile.
It is so Wilco.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
I got to get to that.
So check that one out. And then another one of his favorites was In Bloom cover by Sturgill Simpson, which we've heard a lot from a lot
Very
of people.
Very popular last year, yeah. Rich Cohen, I believe, the author, chose that.
Was one of them,
as
well. And wasn't that Mary Nahorniak's favorite?
Mary Nahorniak loved that song, too.
We need to get her on the show sometime.
We should.
Nothing but ratings.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Angel Olsen, Shut Up and Kiss Me.
Love that.
Williams picks.
Love that record. That's a great pick.
That's really good stuff.
Yeah, if folks haven't heard the Angel Olsen, really go out and get that. That's a really good record.
And then we heard from Keith Jacobson
of
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller to the Rockin' the Suburbs hotline. I'm calling you in response to a little Twitter conversation that we had in regards to my favorite song of 2016. Which was Not a Surf's Cold to See Clear. Not a Surf is a band that I think has just consistently been bringing it for, gosh, I think they've been around for 20 years, 20 plus years. But just real consistent output for the last 10 years, I think, as far as just quality. And this song in particular, Cold to See Clear, it's interesting. It's really about kind of a moment of clarity when it's not expected, and kind of gives you some hope when you listen to the lyrics.
Clothes make the man. The house makes the heart. Don't get me started by how hard it is to start or stay on track. Or don't dream, or do whether you want, or want not to. Well, I arrived to, the radio took me, the radio.
radio made me. And as somebody who worked in college radio, had a good time with that for 4 years at Western Michigan University on Wider FM. You know, the radio is something that I think has been important to me all my life, albeit a little bit less these days with all the podcasts and having everything kind of on your iPod at your touch. But I've always liked radio and liked those 4 years in it. Anyway, hope you guys are doing well, and I really enjoy the show. Keep on rocking. Thanks.
Thanks, Keith, for that pick.
Love it, man. Love it. I got to get that record.
Yeah, that has that, you know, 90s loud, quiet, loud dynamic,
well,
right?
You know what I'm going to tell you, and I don't know if you know this, so you know the lead singer of Not a Surf. And
I know almost nothing about Not a Surf.
So you're going to love this.
All right.
You know, he collaborated in a duo called Minor Alps. Are you aware of this?
No.
Who do you think the other person in the duo was? She leads her own band, and I think you're kind of a fan of her music.
Juliana Hatfield.
There it is.
I was going only off of clues there from Patrick.
You nailed it, man.
Yeah. All right.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, wow. So they made a record in 2013 called Minor Alps.
This is something I definitely should know.
Yeah. It's a true collaboration.
Yeah, all right.
It's our second Juliana Hatfield reference for the record, folks. Ding.
Exactly.
Toast is done.
Hey, look who just dropped by.
Holy crap. Who just walked into the basement, ladies and gentlemen, but Mr. Jasper Colt.
Colt. Jasper Colt.
I'm so happy because, you know, one of my prevailing philosophies in life, WWJCD, which most people think of as what would Johnny Cash do.
Right. But that's
but
not
I think
it
of it
us.
As what would Jasper Colt do.
That's exactly right.
And that's pretty much how I live my life.
Yeah.
So thanks for coming by. So
Since you're here,
do you have a favorite song from 2016?
In light of recent events, I'm going to go with a Canadian band. Toronto For Some Weaves has this great self-titled album in 2016. The track that I love the most on that album is actually the opening track, and it's technically a 2015 single release. So forgive me for that, but
that's okay. It's on the album, right?
But it's a great tune. Yeah. Every time I hear this, I just jump up and I want to move, and I feel good. A smile comes on my face. It has this crazy slide guitar that's been doubled up.
I don't want to stop that.
I know.
Don't want
it was
to
hard.
Stop that.
And Jasper, man, had a hard time staying on his stool over here. It was great.
For a few reasons. But
what a beautiful tune.
That is amazing song. It has a sort of Brian Wilson quality to it, right?
It really
the way
does.
It's just
And that slide guitar really is enchanting.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And I got to tell
beautiful
you.
Beautiful pick, man.
I'm going to let you talk here in a second. But I got to tell you that every time you think like sort of everything's been done in pop music, there's nothing else you could do to make it sound fresh or whatever. And then you hear a song like this, it just sort of makes you feel good again.
Amen.
Because that is really original.
Mm-hmm. It is. And it gets kind of lumped into this category of art rock, which for me is sort of just sort of the dumping ground of like, I don't know what the hell to call this. So it's art rock. And, you know, I'm sure there's a more, I don't have a PhD in art rock or whatever, but
musicology.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm sure there's a more specific definition, but man, it's just so good.
It's a very cool tune.
There's so many different references there that you can feel and hear.
Yeah.
It seems like the kind of song you could listen to over and over and you're going to catch little different things. That's amazing.
I heard a tiny bit of the yeah's in there too.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
That kind of angular stop start stuff. Very, very
absolutely.
Cool.
Wow.
Not a record I've listened to all the way through, but I got to do it now.
All right.
So I got two now. I got to put I got a bunch now. We got all these great picks for 2016. We got to go back and catch up on.
That band is Weaves.
Weaves.
And the album is called Weaves, as far as I can tell here.
That's okay. Right. Self-titled.
All right, cool. Well, thanks, Jesper. You going to stick around and record some more episodes with us?
Want to crash out in the basement and stay the week or something? It'd be great.
Yeah.
Damn right.
All right.
Okay, and please listen to Rock in the Suburbs.
Every day.
You can do that on iTunes or Audio Boom or Stitcher with more platforms to come. You can also call the hotline. Not
call
the
it
hotline,
up.
The party line.
Suburban party line.
Yes. As Jesse Jackson did.
Mm-hmm. I called the other day. There was like 12 people on. It was great. We were just all chatting about different stuff. It's really cool.
That number is 612-440-1984. So do that. Also, you can listen to the show and see notes about the episodes on suburbspod.com.
Mm-hmm. Hand-built.
Hand-built by this man across the table from me.
In the workshop.
Yep. You can email us. The email address is rock@suburbspod.com.
Easy to remember.
You can also find us at Suburbs Pod on Twitter or Facebook. Right? Is that it?
That's it. All right.
So do that. Do those things. Get on the show. We love to showcase the listeners. And Listener Appreciation Week will continue.
Rolls on.
All right. Thanks.
If I thought that you knew the way, I'd open my mouth if I had something smart to say. I bought a stack of books, I didn't read a thing. It's like I'm sitting here waiting for birds to sing. Let's do it again.
Check. All right. Hey, guys.
Cool.
Now, I'm almost spilled the beer this time.
Would you like a stool?
I'm number two.
All right.
Speaking of stool.